Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast.
I'd like a cup of tea.
We got no tea.
We need a waitress or something in here if we're sitting for like an hour.
Hi. Hey.
Oh, lovely.
Can I start, Bill? Are you still fucking about?
Right, let's start.
You just start. I'll join in once my vlog's live.
Right then, welcome back to...
Do we not have an intro?
No, I don't know the intro again, Bill. We're out of practice.
Because you don't have a sponsor still.
Still don't have a sponsor. Redline sponsored one of them. Last one, I think.
I've got a couple of people that wanted to do sponsors.
Well, we need sponsors because we're now in the red because we're in a studio.
We're in a new studio, which is...
expensive.
Comfortable.
It is comfortable. It's like, it's actually, we're going to name it Billy's Shrine because everything of Billy's is in it. Billy's worldly possessions.
You've got one more bike to add on so we can get rid of that old red piece of scrap out the end of the line.
No, I've got my bike to bring in.
The British Championship.
Yeah, I've got a British one.
So yeah, if you're listening to this and not watching on YouTube, which you should be, we've changed locations. We've got some nice new sofas. We're comfortable. Well, I've got a coffee table that's coming, but it's not here yet. It stands mat there on the floor. Not sure if you can see that.
£20 you can buy them for.
Yeah. No, they're not £20.
I got mine for £20.
Yeah, that's mate sweets.
So oh, was it? £40.
Yeah, I think they're £45 actually.
Fuck, innit?
It's a good quality mat.
Talked in his profit there. Just knocked him for £20.
Yeah, I thought I needed footrest if we're going to be doing long ones.
A puffy.
I tell you what, the whole reason we're in this situation is because Tommy's so demanding. He's demanded chairs from the last one.
Back. It's just not comfortable doing podcasts and not going to talk anymore.
Believe it or not, it's 6:30 at night. It'll soon be 7 o'clock. And that's normally the hour when you start moaning. But
I've had 10 and a half hours sleep today. I just told you that.
Yeah, well, hopefully you're comfortable now in your new seat and you'll be ready to go.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. We raced Rayador last night. So,
you just can talk about that while I do this.
Yeah, we raced Rayador last night, so we didn't get back till Ed decided he wanted to come as well. Which
did
was,
you decide
was a pleasant
yourself?
Surprise.
No,
I did.
You decided that.
No, I tell you what happened.
I never asked you to come. You just went, "What time are we leaving?" I said, "Oh, you're coming." And you went,
the whole thing was actually organised by me, believe it or not.
Yeah, you got my start money sorted.
Have you cut him? Was you
No, I negotiated everything. Anyway. Then I drove to his house to get in the camper with him. We got 20 minutes down the M42 and he pulls into the services. Didn't even pull into the services, pulls onto the slip road near the services. Goes, "Do you fancy driving for a minute? I'm going to have a nap." "I'll only be half an hour." I was like, "Yeah, righto." Get in the van. Literally, just before we carry on down the road, I said, "Give me a credit card," because it was on the M6 toll. Or the M6 toll was coming up. And then I said to him, half an hour, so I was driving an hour goes by, still not awake. 2 hours goes by. we got all the way to the windy bits, and then he said at the last minute, "Do you want me to drive the last 19 miles?" I said, "No, don't worry about it."
That was good though. You've done a good job. And then we had a nice evening. Rayador was mega. Would recommend.
Say it again.
Rayador. Is that Rider?
You pronounced it 4 times last night differently.
You got Rayador, Rayador, Rider. Rayador.
Realistically, none of us are going to get the correct Welsh pronunciation.
No, but very, very impressed with how they put on the event. Really good. A lot of fans come out because it was an evening race. I think a lot of people come after work because they just started flocking in about 6 o'clock. I think it helped that it's the Jubilee weekend now. Working on a Jubilee weekend, we are doing this. But
happy birthday, Liz.
Lizzie, yeah.
Your today. Son's a nonce.
Is it today? Oh, yeah, I'm on board with that. He is a nonce.
What, are we going to leave that in, yeah?
Of course, you've got to leave him in. He's a nonce.
Yeah, now she's getting
older.
Do
we get demonetized for that, do you reckon?
Nah.
Nah, YouTube's American, isn't it? So they don't care.
Nah, she's getting older, so soon we'll all have Boris as king, won't we? He's next up.
Stupid twat.
What do you mean?
That was quite funny, to be fair.
Come on, tell it. Carry on about your race, then we'll go back in time, because it's been a while.
It's been long anyway. I still
no, so we just raced it. It went on, and we had little practice, I think 4-lap practice, 3 12-lap race. There was going to be a super pole, but it got dark, a couple of accidents out of their control, obviously. And then it got a little bit too dark, so they decided not to race the final Dash for Cash. But it was a good, really well-run race, a really well-run race. Don't know why I can't say that, but they had music, lots of little trade stands, coffee stands. It was just nice, like a little fate vibe in there. But
I had a blueberry muffin and a cup of tea at about 7 o'clock. It really cheered me up.
Yeah. No, I had a coffee at the end of the day to get me through the drive, because they'd just sat in the passenger seat and refused to drive, so... All in all, good day. I got bad starts, so the results wasn't great. It was hard to pass.
Now, that's a valid point. Talk to us about your start, because that was a dirt start, which you probably haven't done for 5 years.
No, I don't think it was so much a dirt start, because I used to be good at dirt starts. What it was is, first race, you pick pegs.
How many goes at picking a peg did you have?
A lot. I was picking a peg, mate. You held the bag open for me, but I got down there that late that the best I could get was peg 15.
Can you not bid for someone with a lower one?
Carrot had number one.
Carrot had number one.
That's a bit unfair.
Sterry had number two somehow. It just seemed a bit odd.
Oh, yeah.
And then, anyway, I was gate 15, and there seemed to be like 3 good gates. But then, because I got a bad start in that race, then my next gate picks were bad. So it sort of set me off for a bad starts. But other than that, it was good. Track was really fun. Just like,
you've missed,
like marbly.
You've missed a key moment about your starts.
What?
You made my whole evening worthwhile being there with you.
The start went round a long left, and it was like, it was cool how the start was. It sat below the main left-hand corner, and I was on the outside because I had 15th gate pick, and it was a bit drier on there, so I thought I may as well go very, very outside. And then there was just tapes along the side of the track, so I went up, drifted wide, and then jumped over the tape, because the bank had a little bit of a raise on it, over the tape, into the main bit of track, gained a bit of paces, a few places when you dropped in the corner, and Ed found it hilarious.
Oh, I thought it was so mint. The tape just went ping.
No, I jumped it the first. Someone else then followed me through.
Yeah, I didn't know, but then every race after that, you smashed straight through it.
Yeah, a few other riders.
You
did
ran
as well
wide through the tape every lap, every race,
every start.
No, the one start where it got red flagged, I didn't, and I got a good start. I was third.
I was stood behind the start on the last starts, and everyone was tutting in the end.
Yeah, but I think I was tutting because everyone started doing it. Well, I thought because the gate dropped on 0 seconds when the 15-second board was going up, there was sort of no rules. So I just thought we might
I
as
actually
well.
Watched
it was there
that
for
back.
A bit of fun. It was all fun race. So I obviously at British Championship, I wouldn't do it as much. I'd have probably only done it one race out of the two.
I haven't edited the video yet, but I did watch it back when I put it on the computer. Literally, as the 5-second board goes up, all your heads go from looking, and as you look down, the gate drop.
Yeah, mate, even come over and he says we dropped the gate quick here, but I just couldn't. I couldn't make myself.
But he told you that.
Yeah, because I said, what is it? What is the deal here? Like, is it 5 seconds hold? Is it 1 second hold? And he was like, I think we drop them quite fast. And I was like, all right then. But I couldn't process it to look down and hold the bike on when the 15-second board was still up. I was just like, nah, this is too odd. I've got to wait for the board to turn. And then even the last race, I still couldn't look at the board, look at the gate at 15 seconds and hold it flat out. Yeah, the race was mega. I think I went 4-4-3, so not great. But I don't think I made a pass all day. I don't think anyone made a pass all day. But
how long were the races?
That, 12 minutes.
Well, decent enough then.
Yeah, you'd have enjoyed it, I reckon.
You would have enjoyed it.
I don't have a motocross bike because I do have one now, but it's in Italy at this moment.
There's a triple you would have liked, just hitting flat out.
Yeah, the triple wasn't. The track rode really, really well. It was just how the soil was. It was like shaley. Slate, it was so the roost hurt so bad you weren't able to follow and then like make a pass sort of thing. You might have sat in it, but I sort of contemplated.
I don't like roost.
No, when it was Wednesday evening at about 9:30 and I'm getting pelted with rocks, knocking my teeth out.
As vulgar and as brute as I am, I do not like roost.
Really?
Yeah, like it seemed like I feel like. It would fit my personality to be able to
just sit in it.
No, it hurts a lot. I remember Red Bull Knockout, the first race.
And the beach?
Yeah, because it's like
you know,
bits of...
Sand.
No, it's like shells. All that And because I'd done Western, and it's like Western's bad if you follow someone really closely because the water hurts, but it's fine. Like you can go behind someone's wheel and it hurts. But Red Bull Knockout, oh my God. I came onto the start straight in about 10th, and I left the start straight after being flat out for it for about a mile in about 30th. I just had to keep shutting off.
Well, you couldn't
I've never felt like such a pussy in my whole life.
It's bad.
It was only the qualifying race, so it was like, got another one of these. I finished the first race, and first thing I did when I pulled into the pitch, I need a chest protector. I cannot go out there again like this.
That's bad.
Anyway, that's a bit off topic, but I've posted my video, so I'm...
You're just, back in the game.
Yeah, I've just...
Well, why don't we pick up
I can
with,
attend
with
this
you then?
I think old Carrot broke his hand from a stone yesterday.
Ed said on the phone like this morning, off the start.
I did just text him and see how he is, but he's not very good at replying.
I asked him and he said it was feeling all right, but didn't look swollen or anything. But
you've asked him today?
No, last night I sat with him after the race.
What were you doing, counting your money? You're not being able to count that by yourself.
No, I didn't get any money to go. It was something I've always wanted to do is go down to Wales and race around there. So it was just another thing I do, give back a little bit, because a lot of people would message from Wales asking if I was coming to do the race, and I thought, you know what, fuck it.
It's a good job Ed went with you, actually, because if you'd got caught with more than 10 grand cash by yourself, you'd have been in big trouble.
We'd have split it out.
So it's a good job you had two people in the vehicle.
I'd have had to took 10 grand with me to bring 10 grand back.
Why don't you reel off what's behind us, Billy? Because there is like a shrine to you.
Yeah, we've got. It's in chronological order for me as well. Obviously, if you are watching, thanks for watching. You won't be able to see that closely, but we have 2018. No, this is incorrect.
There's another one to go there.
2018 is the one that's missing. I'm getting a bit confused. 2018 is missing. Here is 2020 Super Enduro. Then 2021 Hard Enduro, then 2022, the most recent one, Super Enduro. All actual bikes that I raced on, I do believe. No.
These two are rolled off the track as
they finished. I made a point of that because the first year when I won in 2018, it was the bike basically got stripped down and we had to go and find all the parts, and the parts have been spread out between Italy and Austria, but I think... this one and my 2018 is just about all original, but after that we said I want, like at the last round when you do get the job done, I'll make a point like I want this one how it is now.
Yeah, that this one has got the burnt out
the burnout tires on. Yeah, so this one actually has as well, but this it's all come back to as well. I was looking at it just then. The last time I raced this bike wasn't meant to be the final round of the championship, was it? That was
guessing.
This one. Yeah, that was. This was from when COVID arrived, so because it's got a burned out tyre on, but I thought it's a pretty pathetic attempt of a burned out tyre, but then I realised it was from the second last round of the championship, not the last round, so I was obviously...
You done a burnout of the second to last round?
Yeah, did a win.
I suppose, yeah.
Not a big one, because there's still a load of knobbles left on the tyre, which...
we have to use our tyres to...
Yeah, I don't...
Two goes.
Oh, dear. Nah, it's more the mousse I don't like doing burnouts for because it gets really hot and really big. But for Super Enduro, it's not so bad, to be fair. That's about it, really. And we've got Tommy's old tractor on the end.
That's coming
need to
out.
Take
soon.
That out again.
Yeah, it's coming out.
I thought you're getting a new bike for the actual race, aren't you?
No, you've got Wobbs Race, VMX DN.
We're supposed to be going next week to see Wob.
That's coming along quite nicely, actually, apparently. So Wob says he reckons he's ready for another go at a little video up there, like an update one.
He likes getting himself in a video, Wob, doesn't he?
Yeah, he likes a video.
He started a YouTube channel.
Does he?
Yeah.
To be fair, I can imagine that would have a big audience.
He does good things, doesn't
tinkering
he?
Tinkering in his workshop and...
No, so... Yeah, so I'm going to get another one for that race, 2002, 252 stroke, Carmichael replica.
I was about to say that was Carmichael on Honda then, wasn't it?
That'd be a nice bike, that will.
Mitch is that when he had Woody Woodpecker on the side?
Woody Woodpecker graphics.
Hey, look at Billy, the trials rider, yeah, knows all good. Of that.
What colour rims did he have?
Gold. Silver.
I wouldn't have said gold.
Silver, sorry. Silver, Bill.
Silver then, but I knew it wasn't gold anyway.
Silver, yeah, you're right.
I thought it was gold for some reason, but the Mitch Payton's got my engine now.
Has he?
Yeah, we've gone real silver.
Fuck you, hell.
You better pull your finger out.
Sent the engine out.
That's a big job for an old... Yeah. Oh, it's at Foxhills this year. They're not just racing around the field at Farley, but no. At least You need some power to get up the hill.
You better perform as well, not like you did last night.
No, I'm going to perform at Farley.
Ed said you were useless last night to me.
No, this is what he'd done in one of the races. I know we're going backwards and forwards here. He got a start in the last race and got third.
Someone took me the video. It's fucking brilliant.
And then all of a sudden he rolled back a couple of seconds, like dropped 3-4 seconds. I'm like, oh, something's wrong with the bike. Like, why would that happen? Sterry pulled away. And then within the same lap, he was back on Sterry's back wheel. I'm thinking, what's he doing here? And then he did it again.
Because
I was just trying to set the fastest lap of the race.
Yeah, I did, because I was just like, well, at least you've done something good. But I couldn't, if I went fast, I'd catch the back of someone, but I couldn't pass them. So then I just thought, I had to slow the pack up. I'd done it in like a slow section where no one could pass me. So I just jammed everyone up and then went bam, back onto the back of the next bloke. They all thought my bike had broke.
Daft. Talk us through your start of the season, Bill, then. I think I don't even know the last time you were on podcast.
Israel?
No, you haven't, because we said there was a lot to talk about in Israel. There was a terrorist shooting the day before you were due to fly there. And then
there's loads. If you look on Israel on Wheels, it's not a place you'd want to head to in a rush anyway.
I remind you of a text message that you sent me about Skinner when they were marking the track the night before.
Israel was a good one. There was so much information.
Popped his head over a brow of a hill and they're all shooting.
That was while he was marking the track. He arrived to a military training field and they literally just pepper in the side of the hill he stood on top on with machine guns. Super Enduro had finished, obviously. So I did have... Oh, I had a bad wrist because I fell over holding Tommy's shirt up and hurt my wrist even more. Yes.
The merch.
I was holding Tommy's merch up. That was ages ago. That was the last podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did one with Jeff Parrott.
Did we not do one with Stan without him? Or am I imagining this?
No, I think we did.
So that was after Israel. Was that?
I can't remember.
Anyway, I've had a bad wrist. I still do have a bad wrist. It's not.
Is it getting better?
Not as better as I would like, but it's kind of messed messed everything up. But when I've the championship on paper is actually going all right. I'm joint leader with Graham at this moment in time. But when I think to how little kind of riding and prep and stuff I have had beforehand and stuff like that, I think I've winged it pretty well. Obviously Serbia was the last race, which I struggled quite badly, and specifically the second day I kind of just expired, ran out of energy, started falling asleep mid race, which isn't the one really. So that wasn't ideal, but somehow only dropped down to fourth overall and managed to finish fourth overall for the whole week. I had quite a good day last day. I was second on the last day. But apart from the actual races I've done so far this year, I've probably only rode and trained on my two-stroke like 5-6 times. So I'm just, kind of massively behind, being kind of covering it up quite well at races, and because I think I've been doing... Definitely, obviously, Israel still went not too bad. And I did the British Championship round at Calm, which I won. So results-wise, it actually all looked as everything was under control, but I was definitely majorly behind on how I felt like physically and even just kind of being in sync with the bike. So I've been back in England a couple of days and I've rode today and yesterday, and just being kind of in my familiar places and getting used to riding and just putting time on the bike. My wrist still isn't perfect, but just actually riding and spending time on my bike, I feel a lot better already.
Is it painful when you ride? It obviously hurts. But is it painful or just annoying?
No, it is painful. It gets worse. It's pretty good usually. It's pretty good usually for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and then after that it kind of starts to ache the whole time. And then specifically on steep downhills or anywhere where I really need to lock my arms and use the front brake. Using the front brake's kind of the... What's he doing?
You're boring me.
Yeah,
I'm back in it now.
Using the front brake is, especially on downhills, is quite painful. So there was a couple of downhills in Serbia where I just had to just stop and have a breather halfway down because I needed a few seconds rest. So It's not ideal. I went actually went to Austria to the Red Bull APC last week to have it looked at, and they want us to go back, well, as soon as possible, but I'm going to try and fit it in around Erzberg to go back for a few days and actually do some, try and get it a bit better.
What would I do that you can help you in 2 days?
Well, it's just, that's, I only went for one day just to have it looked at, and he said, no, obviously, 1 day's not enough. We need, they actually, well, they want us to go for a week, but that isn't going to happen with the race and schedule and stuff. But they, what, it, the
just
guy,
not right, just be there for a week.
Yeah, just do rehab and stuff. But the doctor, or the physio that I seen, the scans, they'd sent all the scans that I'd had, but for some reason the file wouldn't open. So he said he didn't want to say too much until he'd looked at the scans and stuff like that. But he was, yeah, more negative than I was expecting him to be about it, to be honest, I think. So yeah, it's not perfect, but life goes on.
Tell us about your 4 days you had last week of entertainment.
I've had a long week last week also. that saga is still ongoing. They appear to have figured out the problem with the van.
Start from scratch. What's happened? Where were you? What happened? What were you in? What went wrong?
So I was driving. Where had I even been? Come back from Serbia, and then I was planning to go straight to Italy to do some testing, and then I was due to go to Austria to do some filming with Red Bull. Like, this was my week's plan. Flew back from Serbia, next day set off to drive to Italy, pulled in at services, went to leave the services, and my van just didn't go anywhere, wouldn't work anymore. Broke down, this isn't ideal. So mechanic came out with a computer, did the diagnosis, said it's the accelerator pedal is a problem. Obviously it's all electric on vehicles these days. So I thought, oh well, that's all right, at least we know what the problem is. Got recovered to the garage, stayed the night, put the new pedal on, set off the next morning, all will be well. Sadly, that was the end of the smooth run of events. I had 3 days camping out outside a garage in this fucking shithole town in France, which was... I was speaking to a guy, ended up finding Jamie McCanny's old mechanic lives really close by, and he came and seen us on the third day and said, you can't stay in this area. Like, we have to take the bikes out of your van and... you have to stay at my house, because if they know you've got bikes in here, they'll come with guns. And I was like, all right.
Really?
Yeah, that's literally what he said. I'm like, all right, let's do that then. So, yeah. Spent 3 days for nothing, really. Eventually, now the van is at Mercedes, and the ECU is broke, which is, yeah, I think, like, very, very bizarre from what I've gathered. It's, like, unheard of on a modern vehicle, or, like, 1 in 1,000 or whatever. So... that should be ready to collect on Monday. So I went back from after being in Italy and Austria. Went to the Red Bull Centre, came back hoping that they would fix it, and they said, no, it's still not fixed. It needs a new ECU. That'll take 3 days to arrive. It'll be ready on Monday. So that's where I thought, well, I'll fly home and ride my bike a bit. That brings us to here. I've tried to go Gatwick fast because, well, yeah, I flew to Gatwick. And the only flight from Montpellier to the UK was to Gatwick, and it landed at 10 o'clock at night, so that's too late to get any trains. So spent the night in London, got train to Eds the next morning.
You've had a bad
van's coming up for sale soon as well.
Are you buying it?
It's cheap, we'll buy it.
To be fair, I'm kind of now, I'm hoping it is, and by Monday it's fixed. But if it is the ECU, at least it means there's kind of no components-wise that have broke. Like,
no.
And at the Mercedes garage, they said the accelerator pedal was actually fine. It was just that literally the computer of the van had shit itself. So,
finish the story off.
Well, I'm trying to go fast because usually go, oh, this good story, Bill.
No, now
that.
We can sort of lay back and listen to him. It's better.
Just give us the figure.
Oh, no, it was very expensive. And today I've been out riding and smashed my fucking phone. And I think I've something I was about to pay for this week. I've had a terrible week. I'm in the negative for this month anyway. But life will go.
I am most months.
Oh,
you are not. Not with your merch sales.
Yeah,
merch has gone well.
Everyone at the British Championship wears Tommy Sells t-shirt now.
It's good. Like it. It was a good decision. Well done, Ed. Another good idea of yours.
I don't know if it will sell. I don't know.
Yeah, so we should order that many, because what if no one wants to buy it?
No, people have bought it, and I'm happy with... it's just nice. I generally really like to see it at the race. It's so good to see people wandering about in it, regardless of whether you make money on it or whatever. It's, and it's just nice.
Yeah,
cool. To see.
Yeah, no, I actually.
There was a lot of Billy Bolt hoodies and yesterday bits and bobs yesterday.
Yeah, you were in Enduro Land in Reading. Exactly. To be fair, like
a lot of mustaches, mullets.
I did. Yeah, they like a mullet.
The one kid had a mullet. It was so funny. And then we drew
done some tashes on a few people.
I've seen you graffitied on a child's head.
Said, do you know anyone with a moustache? And he went, Billy Bowl. And I was like, yep.
Brilliant. I actually did an Enduro there.
Setup they've got some mega
there. Yeah, no, they do a two-day Enduro, which is really good. Sometimes it's a British Championship, sometimes it's not. But I did it when it was a British Championship in 2016, my first year doing Enduro. And I'd done a few sprints and stuff like that. And I did quite good. I think I was getting like fourth, fifth overall of like in like the pro class at the British Sprint Championship. So at that point, after only riding for a few months, I thought I was the bollocks, really. Mm. So entered the British Championship there, which was my first experience of grass, like a full-on traditional, as it were, like grass test. And then it pissed down for like 3 days. And I was crashing like 6 times a test.
Really?
But like everyone was crashing, like Holcomb was there, Johnny actually did as well, like everyone was like having a few crashes because that field where the race is the slippiest field on planet Earth when it rains. But anyway, for me,
yeah, because it's grass and then under the grass is slate.
Yeah, I can't really remember much of it. I just remember I was getting beat by Clubman.
Really?
Yeah, it was a really, really bad weekend. Like up to that point my enduro career I'd crashed a lot, but like results wise and stuff I thought I was the bollocks, to be fair. And then
what bike was you on?
I was on KTM, my old
two-stroke.
Old faithful. Yeah. And wow it didn't happen that weekend.
You almost reconsidered your career change at that point?
No, I just knew I need to work on, because like I could go fast even from the start, like my test times, if it was like in a wood, and especially if there was like a single log or something remotely difficult involved, even like around motocross tests and stuff, it wasn't very pretty, but the actual time on the stopwatch was like reasonable. But that weekend on like actual grass in like, because...
Was it a sprint? No.
No, it was a British Championship. So you did a test.
Enduro or extreme? Enduro.
No, enduro, like traditional time card enduro.
Oh, yeah.
So, you did one. It was a really, really good event today. You did one event on that field where the track was last night, and then you went on the road to another place. I don't know the name. I forgot.
Yeah, they said they had another track down the road.
What was the track you were at?
Right,
Kamaithik Hill.
Yeah,
is that where you were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then there's another track which I can't remember the name.
Down the hill.
There's Saintswell and there's Kamaithik Hill, in fact.
We was Kamaithik Hill.
Okay, well, there's another track called Saintswell, which there was, you did like a little bit of that and then went in the forest and did it. But they were like long tests, they were like 9 minutes long. Mm. So yeah, I was very, very bad. If anyone wants a laugh, go and look at the results on South Far Downloads. I do just remember getting beat by some Clubman riders. And I was supposed to be the next big thing, but I've got a lot better since then.
No, you're doing well.
I'd like to...
You're probably glad you kept at it.
Yeah, no, it was worthwhile doing, I would say.
There's three trophies behind that make it worthwhile, I'd say.
Mm, so.
No, but it was a good place. Even the town, we drove through the middle of nowhere and then we got there, and then all of a sudden we stopped a bit early because we stopped at a little garage, got some chili beef and rice, which was actually really nice.
The light motorbikes around there.
Even the person that served up my chili beef was coming to the race, weren't they? Mm,
she did, yeah.
And then the next person we went in the garage, they were coming. It was mad the amount of people that went to the race in that area, considering small area. Mm. I think even if they're not interested in bikes, they come for like a night out.
Yeah,
which is
no,
a nice
they do
thing.
A good they do a good job. That British or the 2 day enduro they have like a big beer tent and it's like a full weekend job. It's good. Good crack.
Tenner to go and watch.
When they've got stars like him there, that's nothing, yeah.
It's good.
No, people was angry with that, so the bloke, Adam said.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Well,
it used to be a fiver.
It used to be a fiver. One bloke says, never coming again, just spent 20 quid.
Yeah, well, it is Wales, to be fair. Like, I think...
He said they were different.
Can you do for a fiver in this day and age? Tenner can't even get you a Nando's.
No, I had one today. It cost me 39 quid.
Well, you had two then, obviously.
The missus had one.
What did you have? What's in order from Nando's?
I just mixed it up today, actually. I just had a chicken wrap with halloumi in it, and then some peri chips and macho peas.
What spice?
Hummus dip to start.
They started doing a new spice, and now they've stopped again.
No, I don't. I just peri tame the barbecue one.
Smoky churrasco, it was called. Neither of you two obviously encountered it with the plain look on your face.
I don't go to Nando's as much as you.
The blank look on your face. If anyone out there got on board with the smoky churrasco, I was a big fan of it, and then
gone.
Went away for a couple of weeks, come back. Have smoky churrasco, please. Oh, don't do that anymore.
Obviously, it wasn't a big hit.
No, they do another one, another new one. Well, it's very periodic, my spells at Nando's now. They've usually got a good few months in between, so. I had also the new one last time, which I can't even remember what it was, but it's also quite good. But anyway, bit of irrelevant information for you. What's your Nando's order, Ed?
Chicken thighs.
Chicken thighs, yeah, I know.
Rice and peas.
Yeah.
Mm. Perry Tamer.
Oh, you're a Perry Tamer too?
I could... They all get cooked on the same.
Chili beef last night.
No,
it was too spicy for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't like spicy food.
And do you not?
It fucking ruins it, doesn't it?
No, it depends.
Your mouth's sometimes on fire. Like
no, well, I don't like big spots. When I was in Austria at the
really
Red Bull
like
APC, I had a burger in the hotel, and oh my God, I was in
Red
bits.
Bull at their own hotel?
Nah, like the hotel next to it where they like put you up in.
I never went when I was Red
Bull. No, I will actually talk a little bit about there.
Was it even there when I was Red Bull?
No, I went with Ken Roxon to when
is it like in the middle of nowhere, pretty much?
Yeah, like on the side of a road.
Yeah, like lake. Proper country. Yeah, it's not far from a lake, but yeah, like proper like country. It's bizarre, but
and it looks like absolutely nothing.
Looks like a farm building almost. But it's I had high expectations anyway, because obviously it's Red Bull, and I'd seen the videos, and Manny had been telling us all about it and stuff. But I was even like, from what I knew already, I was impressed by all that goes on, and just the setup and like the booking for it, and like they say, okay, how long are you coming for? Sort all out. So say you're going for 3 days, like the plan you like a schedule for like all 3 days. So it's like, you get like a school timetable.
Well, you're not just wandering around going, eh,
no, no, there? Like the.
No, it's full. I went years ago, but we was filming something with Roxon, and it was at this time he was doing this, at this time he was doing that. Then
yeah,
he had
it's
lunch.
Literally like a school timetable, and then you have like a breakfast slot, a lunch spot, and then they sort of food out for you. But you have like hour long sessions with each specialist or whatever. Like, I wasn't expecting on it. I was also expecting just like wander around and then
wing it a bit.
1 o'clock you see this
person. Yeah, because you want that interesting going before, so now you've gone, you're like, I want to go back.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go back.
Do you know where else you should try and go? Is that Hangar?
Yeah, Hangar.
Hangar 7.
7,
is 7 that's the one. I've
been there a couple of times.
I think after Erzberg, because there's like 3 weeks until the next race in Italy, so I'm not going to come back to the UK. So that week after Erzberg, I'm going to go and have some rehab on my wrist, and I'll probably
you can go
try
up
and
go. In a fighter jet now.
Yeah, and I want to go to the HQ as well and have a good rummage through the storeroom and find some swag because there's never anything in my size on the fucking app.
Is there not?
Nah, well, none of the good stuff.
You making
what
enough
size are you then? XL?
Double XL. Yeah. And the douchebag backpack appears to be no longer in existence.
I want another one of them. I emailed them. I messaged them again. No reply.
Bad. We're calling them out on this podcast. They don't answer my DMs.
Like one because mine's broke this
they
week.
They answer my DMs, but they don't. Then with an email address to email, and then the person.
Don't answer the email.
On the email. Yeah, I've had three different email addresses.
I got two bags.
They make a very good camera.
That's the problem, isn't it? It's just so good. I tried to buy one and they sent us the wrong one. It wasn't douchebag, it was in a private shop, which I won't mention the name and give them any publicity because I'm busy in an email war with them to get the correct one.
Well, they're not having it at the minute.
Fucking twats. Surfdome it is. Anyone work at Surfdome? Fuck them.
Why, what have they done wrong here?
They sent the wrong one.
This was another dilemma I heard about. They sent the wrong bag and he was leaving the country and he'd left the country with the bag and then too late to get the new bag because he'd fucking left the country. And
I needed to use it, but they sent the wrong one and the one I'd ordered was more expensive and they sent us a cheaper one and I emailed them saying, what really annoyed us was, I said, the day it arrived, I realised it was the wrong one, but I was leaving the next day anyway. So I took a picture and said, of what they'd sent, screenshotted my order, I said, this is the wrong bag, please reply urgently. I'm leaving the country tomorrow on a trip, blah, blah, blah. And then it took him about a week to even get back to us. and they said, please return it to the, or please fill out this address, blah, 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 to return it, and we'll send you the correct item. But I'd already said to them, so then I replied to him, I've had to use the bag, I was leaving the country.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of, you've used a bag that you don't want to keep, so then you've sort of...
Well, I said I had to, I had no choice.
No.
Well, I did have a choice, I suppose.
You had a choice.
But they have sent the wrong one.
The rest of your life without it.
It's their fuck up. So I then, so I said to them, I've had to use it. So then the next email I got back from a person, this wasn't automated, saying, repeating themselves, saying, please send us, please apply here for a returns form and return it. And so I said, I don't think you've read my email properly.
What were you expecting from that?
They sent the right one as well. The one that sent was like half the...
You wanted a complimentary right one?
Of course I did.
Well, no.
Well, anyway, this is a long-winded way to tell them.
In your situation, Ed, someone buys cakes.
I've already asked Ed. He's on my side. He's not really. He didn't give us the backup that I was
hoping
for.
Someone says, I've ordered extra large. You sent me large, but I've fucking worn them.
That's different with underwear as well.
Yeah, underwear's non-refundable.
Well, yeah, but you've worn a backpack.
In that situation... If he's been DMing them, douchebag being douchebag, and if that was me looking and I saw that he had 300,000 followers,
I'd send him an email.
This 60 quid bag that's actually probably cost me £4 to make.
Yeah, but you got to treat all customers.
Yeah, but then you'd sort of go,
Tom. I'd send them a DM.
I used to work at customer relations for a big company.
Well, the problem what he's doing now is what you don't want. Someone that's got an audience is now slandering Surfdome. So I would go, this could work either way. He could really like Surfdome.
Yeah, but the geezer, he's just reading an email. He's not looking at his Instagram.
No, I sent them a DM too. I sent them an email and a DM at the same time.
Ah, okay.
Because it was urgent that they responded to us. If they said to us, replied, if they looked in the Instagram inbox and they said, don't use the bag, or like you will replace it. I'd have went, okay, I won't use it. Please send the other one out immediately.
What I think we can safely gather from this conversation is Surfdome won't be sponsoring our podcast.
Yeah,
or you won't be buying again from Surfdome.
Well, that's what I've said now. I've said, please refund me the difference between the bag you've sent and the bag I've purchased, and I will purchase the correct one elsewhere. But that was about a week ago, and I haven't answered anymore. So
surely they should refund the difference. That's at least.
To be honest, I'm past caring. With the week I've had, I couldn't give a fuck.
That's the minor problem.
I couldn't give a fuck about this stupid camera bag. The thing that annoys us is the one they've sent is too big. It's like huge. I wanted the one you have.
Yeah, mine's a nice little bag.
But the one they've sent us is like similar vibe, but bigger and not as good quality.
Is it here?
Yes,
I'll have a look at it and see. I might swap you.
It's not, the dividers are nowhere near as good, and it doesn't have a laptop compartment.
I don't want it. Send it back.
Well, that's why I didn't want it. The main thing I wanted was the laptop compartment.
I've got that in mine.
Yeah, I wanted yours. I had the whole setup of what I was going to go to Serbia with in my head. That's probably why Serbia went tits up.
I'm a proper vlogger now. I've vlogged my last...
Well, I was actually going to bring that topic
talking of that topic and all things relating to vlogging.
I've vlogged my own full vlog.
You've done a full vlog. He's a Sony user and got a laptop finally ordered.
That's what I've had to buy as well. I'm definitely in the fucking red this month. Actually, that all makes sense because I did wonder why I got my American Express paid, and I wondered why it was so expensive for this month, but that does make sense.
It's your laptop.
They're expensive laptops. Fuck,
I bought a second hand one, I've heard. Battery lasts 5 minutes, but still.
No, I'm very excited for it, but the delivery time for them is ridiculous. I reckon
it could be any time now.
No, it's another month. It's July.
No.
6th to the 18th of July is what it says.
No.
I've made one reel on my laptop since I've had it, and I've had it 3 months. Pushed it out, I've made a reel.
You did do a vlog the other day on your own. A lot of people enjoyed in the comments. I saw that they were happy with it.
I'm going to do more. The problem is, when I'm filming, I think, what hell now? The lucky bit, you put it together and then you piece it together very well.
Well, this is what I told you last night on the way home. You need to watch more YouTube or more vlogs to understand.
I do.
Yeah, but now you've actually done one and you can see what Ed's capable, like what...
Polishing a turd.
You're going to figure out more what you need to film. And it's not to... Especially when Ed's editing it,
anything.
Just you don't need...
No, it's good.
You don't need
like
to film...
Like when I was carrying my helmets to the van, I was just like, this. I sort of I had the vision, and I just thought this would be like a quick fire, bomb, 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 and then we're off. And then when he put it together, I was like, nice little touch there.
Well done, Tom. I was most impressed.
I'm excited to watch your vlog that you've just published now. Your Serbia.
The Serbia. I rushed it in a little bit to finish it, but because I was sick of
You've not been done. Had anything to do with that one?
I generally don't have a lot to do with any of them anymore.
Oh, really?
I just sent I send them to Ed is if I've got like three to do and I'm busy, like really busy. I'll just send them the whole one and just say put that together. However,
how long
does
it take you to edit one now?
It's getting faster. This Serbia one was probably pretty quick, and the one that came out the other day.
He's gonna dramatically half his time on his new laptop.
No, but I've already got him ahead of all the shortcuts I'm gonna make. When I was editing Serbia. I was editing it on the train on the way to you yesterday, and I was just thinking, in a few months' time, that's just going to be the one click of a button, and that's going to happen. I'm so excited for it.
Really?
Yeah.
What laptop are you getting?
Same as me.
Nah, better than him.
He actually is getting
I one-upped him.
How much you spent on that?
Oh, don't ask. About the same as a fucking Mercedes Sprinter ECU. In fact, more.
Four and a half grand.
Lucky you got a lot of it. He's reinvesting in his YouTube
channel.
Exactly.
No, the productivity levels are going to be through the roof. And now I'm doing I'm doing brand work as well. I'm a photographer now. Did you know?
Doing what?
The photographer, photograph all sorts.
Do you?
I've done a bit of photography work.
What have you been doing?
Oh, I can't disclose that.
I'll tell you what. One thing he's been doing the other day when the one vlog that he did make me edit was the pre-race vlog of Serbia, and he sent me all the stuff. I edited the footage, and I saw that slow-mo shots of a ride nutrition bag near a front wheel, and then I was flicking through Instagram 5 minutes later, and there's a full pose shot. Villard fucking took a little pic. He dropped it on the gram, sell a few bags.
Advertising.
Do some pics. Yeah, I did some pics for
Raptor.
I'm
still using my stuff. I'm out of my... I only got one bag that I found in the garage up there, but I'm out of it now.
Well, we got a bit of ride nutrition.
I drink it
two days
before my race. I generally think it helps.
There's new products coming. I've not got WhatsApp on this phone yet.
In 2 weeks' time, when the boat lands, there's ride nutrition Kex coming, which you won't be able to buy from Kex. You will only be able to buy those from Ride Nutrition.
That'd be nice timing with the new product, which I think is a couple of weeks away.
That's good.
Intra, Ride Nutrition. Intra, I'm not going to say anymore, but... Go and follow the Instagram page for updates.
I'll certainly be having some because I enjoy the product I have now.
I sold you a bag of that the other day.
Literally, Ed texted us saying, someone just asked us about Ride Nutrition, and literally 6 minutes
someone
later...
Someone asked me because
Does it work for arm pump? I went, definitely.
Cha-ching, about 6 minutes later. But
someone done the same to me because I mentioned it in a video, and they says,
should I
have it? And then I just didn't respond.
Your last video, I did notice some sales came from it as well.
What, is that generally his vlog?
Yeah, the timing would suggest so. I mean, I've got no evidence to prove that, but your last video...
I have it every time. I do drink it. The 2 days before I start drinking it. I don't drink it on race day now, like you said. I just do it a couple of days
before. You mix the right concoction up, don't you?
For race day?
No, you have that a few days before. Then you're on them carbo fuels. Then you're on proteins. Then some bars.
I've got my diet on race day pretty good now. Takes time.
Yeah, everyone's different, isn't it? Loads of people ask me,
but I've got quite a good little routine.
Just got
yours is... You can't... Every race you do is different. So
yeah, it has similarities. I always tend to take the same drinks.
Trying to stuff your face in 15-minute service stations.
But you also... You get the knack of that, of what you're going to be able to eat. And the worst part for me is when it's so early in the morning. It's not so much, it's like trying to eat at 4 a.m.
or have breakfast.
That's the worst part. I do still struggle with that, but I have got a couple of things I'm going to try this year for Romania, which I think should benefit.
Are you going to tell them, or is that a secret?
No.
Just in case some of your opposition listen to this.
Yeah, just in case you get any spies. But everyone's different. I think what I would say is whatever you're going to try, attempt to eat, drink, use, like either just be prior or during a race, I would suggest doing it beforehand.
Well, I'll tell my little thing because I'm there to help the young up-and-comers, and I know a lot of people struggle to eat. I have porridge, and then I have a banana, then I'll go out for practice. I have that Ride Nutrition the day before, a couple of... couple of bottles worth of that. I also use Rhino Power, like an an energy, one of those throughout the day, because if you drink too much of that stuff, no matter what they say, that it it's, you have to be careful with your stomach or you start getting stomach cramps. Everyone's a little bit different. Some people can handle it more than others, but I just have one of those. In between practice and first race, I'll have a little bit of rice and some chicken that I've made day before, and then peanut butter and jam sandwich and banana, and maybe a little bar of some sort between race one and two, and that sort of, maybe a couple of jelly babies, something if I need a bit of sugar, a little coffee.
All good stuff.
Simple but effective. Don't really get, otherwise you just, it's the worst if you get stomach cramps and stuff. And that sort of, don't give me stomach cramps. That just,
Josh Gilbert got stomach cramps in Mortal 2 at the weekend.
He did.
Seen it on
that
Instagram.
Was quite good, wasn't it?
He did very right. good. No,
he's done good, but I think he can do much better.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. He's a good rider, and then I think that track didn't suit his riding style.
That would
agree. Is he doing Hangtown?
And he got a good start in that second race.
I think he's doing the first
three. Oh, man.
He got a good start. He is fit, but the time difference, I would imagine, he said he got stomach cramps. I'd imagine it was hot. Like I just mentioned, he took some energy stuff. He's cramped up. He's tried to eat, and it's backfired.
Yeah, I watched the video. He said the time from the first race to the second race is just way shorter than he was expecting. He had like a full meal and just
our races in the British, which is what he's doing now. The GPs is 2.5 hours. You have an hour. Yeah, you have like 2 hours, 15 minutes, and British Championship sometimes 2.5 hours, about two if it's small because of all the classes, and then he's gone out there, and then you've got an hour time difference, which is massive. So if you try and eat what you're doing, and you're going to be back out there.
It's a bit outrageous, that, to be fair. When I never thought about it before.
That's sort of like so fast. Kit off, half an hour, kit back on, and back.
It's like Destinations.
Yeah,
when you Destinations, you do MX1, MX2, or whatever, and the two back-to-back races. Mad. But I think Hangtown this weekend, I reckon he'll do good. But this will probably be out after that. But I think if he gets a 6th place start around Hangtown.
No.
What?
This will be out tomorrow.
Oh, well, fucking hell. Right. Sorry, mate.
It's good when you do that, though. If you see it, Ed, I bet you can't go first. Yeah, that's the best way to get
him. That was what that was.
When you send it to him that night and you wake up the next... Well, he
takes it upon himself.
To do it for the next morning.
No, do you know what that is? Is hurry up and do it, because fucking there'll be something else coming along that you might need doing.
Yeah, well, it's good that you do.
But I think if Josh can get a sixth place, I think he got like a 5th place start in the second race. I generally think he can run it top 10 or moto. Like some of the guys that were passing him, you could see there was something up, because they wouldn't normally pass him.
Mm. Oh, well, that's good.
No, it's generally nice, isn't it? It gives such a, for the AMA Nationals to have Dungy back, Caroli back, and then to have a British rider out there gives us something to
How mint is it that Donji just looks no different to any
same man. I was actually quite excited to watch. I didn't even get around to watching the race, but I was excited for it. I watched the highlights and stuff like
I've
that.
I've watched all them, and then I put the GP on, and I couldn't watch that.
What, the GP?
Yeah.
Not in Spain.
I haven't watched a single MXGP this year.
I watched the highlights.
Yeah, the highlights is good. You can get
through. I've seen Geyser's crash. That was quite good.
In the quali race?
I don't know where it was. When he jumps off the track.
Yeah. Ben had a crash the same place. But yeah, going back to GP, the AMA Nationals, that's good to have Dungy. So good to watch. Like, I stayed up later than normal to watch that.
So I'll tell you the person that impressed me the most the whole weekend. See if you can get it.
Hunter Lawrence?
Yeah.
Jet Lawrence?
Hunter Lawrence?
Yeah, but Jet. Got the rode amazing, don't get me wrong, but Hunter just battled it out and just brought 2 seconds back. What a box.
When you see the ones that won the race, like Hunter, Jet, Chase Sexton and Ken Roczen, all their styles are so amazingly immaculate.
Yeah, they're just so perfect.
And I think the way the bikes are now and the way they ride, the people with that style, effortlessly smooth.
When I watch them ride, I sort of think that... That's me, yeah. I look the same. Feel the same.
You do. Your style's pretty good, but you just don't
half
move.
The speed.
But no, it does... Well, it's mad to watch how precise they are, how good they are, how efficient they are on a bike, and then to be winning as well, it shows you that now that's the way to do it. Do you agree, Bill, or not? I think that's your sort of effortless style on a motocross bike.
He wasn't listening.
No, I was listening. I agree.
I was just saying, like, the four guys, two in both classes, they're the best.
Like, they're at this... current moment of time, the evidence is strongly in favour of that. But Anderson's a little bit different. He was fast.
No, but Anderson's still Yeah, he looks, but he's still got that flow. That
yeah, but that's doesn't matter what sport. As long the person that's good at it, and
different.
Any sport.
But he's still
he's not. I wouldn't say his style really that similar to the.
No, but if you look where I don't know, he does everything right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Well, yeah. Well, obviously, there's the fundamentals you have to do anyway. Like, you got to. Otherwise, you're just going to.
Yeah, he's looser.
Shit,
he's not just like.
He moves a bit more. Yeah. And a bit hunchback at times, which I quite like. Like when he sat down and he's.
Yeah, and he just scrubs it off. He's good. His is more fun to watch, to be fair.
Yeah, I would prefer to watch his to any of the other ones.
He's a big shirt on tucker like you as well.
He no just does the back. Given. His is usually just the back, though.
Oh, you do front as well?
I don't bother doing it.
What, no tuck?
Don't touch it. Just leave it.
Leave it.
Just leave it.
What, just button the trousers
up? Do you know
up,
actually why that
on?
Actually started? Well, it didn't.
Just scruffy?
Nah. When I first, yeah.
Did you tuck your shirt in at school?
Nah. Well, the...
Did you go to school?
Yeah, I was. I had
that
to
picture
go to
you posted the other day with Jack Price. That's fucking brilliant.
There's
just like that big overgrown kid. Just like, ooh.
I only actually wore like a proper school uniform for 1 year of my school career, like with a blazer and a shirt and a tie and that.
Why only what? What do you mean your school career?
Because when my first like primary school was just a polo shirt and a jumper.
Yeah,
and Tommy used to wear Kappa to school.
And then I went to, yeah.
In Mason, we had Kappa tracksuits, TN hats and lunch
well,
backpack.
Yeah. That, my
little drawstring night backpack.
Yeah, or a JD bag.
Yeah, little night JD bag, got it from JD.
We just used to do the JD bag, we couldn't afford the proper one.
Really?
Nah, I'm joking. Like 12, nah, right? I and then my first year of middle school was proper uniform, blazer, shirt, tie, the full job.
We never had
blazers. Full job lot. So how did you? Of course I didn't tuck my shirt in there. I'm not going to tuck a polo shirt in.
Oh, no, yeah, true. You wouldn't tuck a polo. No, mine was just polo shirt all school.
Yeah, so, but I did have 1 year of having the full kit, and I actually quite liked it, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah, quite enjoyed it.
When was the last time you put a suit on now? FIM Awards? You have not been to one of them, have you?
No, it's clashed, but yeah. I'm allowed to go this year and collect
All
three of their medals.
Oh, that'd
year.
Be quite cool.
Get three. I'm going to look, well, bad boy walking out with three around my neck, aren't I?
Until Tony Bow comes along with 32.
Nah, because you're only going to have two at a time.
Yeah, but he might bring all the others out.
Nah, you'll have two on and I'll have three on. I'll be the boy.
Yeah, that is good. Is it Monaco again?
I don't actually know. I think I'd imagine so.
No, that'd be good. No, I
Bill's
did
the
you...
type of person that'll wear like some bastard trainers.
Yeah,
I'd
do something bastard.
Of course
yeah.
I'm going to wear trainers in my suit. I'm not wearing fucking shit flickers, am I?
What did you go to school for the full term?
Yeah, I nearly attended all of school pretty much. I wasn't allowed to do anything else. Both of my parents worked and I had nowhere to ride my bike, so I left
year 10.
I actually enjoyed school. To be fair, I thought it was good crack. Everyone just used to fuck around with your mates every day.
You know, it was
I good. Used to find it reasonably easy. To be fair, so.
That surprises me.
I quite enjoy it. No, I'm bad boy at school. I'm clever as fuck, me, man.
Really?
Yeah. No, I did all right. And then, no, I did sixth form as well.
No.
Yeah. I've got fucking A-levels, man.
Have you actually?
Yeah. I did shit in the end. I've got three C's at A-levels. I have no choice.
Billy's a straight A student.
I got 4 years.
Maybe I was getting straight A's.
What song's that?
And we were stuck in the dumb days.
What song? I've never heard that song.
I don't know the words. I just
it's
know that
off School of Rock.
I actually like that film. I watched it for the first time.
You don't like it
recently.
That much, mate. You didn't even know the fucking
song. Well, I think I might have missed the start. There's the two School of Rocks.
I don't know. But it's anyway, in the middle.
Good film. If anyone wants to watch a film, School of Rock's quite good. But and I was very clever at school.
I don't know about good.
So I like it. It's good. Inspirational.
Bit cheesy.
Shit like that, it gets me going.
It
like,
gets you in the feels.
Yeah, it's like that. All them cringe, fucking tragic.
Well, I don't watch many
inspirational films. Proper get well, not they're not meant to be inspirational, but when someone's trying to do something, and it's good. Good crack.
I asked some questions. Shall we flick a few up?
Yeah, flick a few.
What about you, Ed? What's happening with
Kex? Is this
going
quicker than normal on this sofa or what? How long have we been going?
55 minutes.
Yeah, it's
nice, isn't it? It's more enjoyable.
What are we going to do for... Oh, there's another chair. I was about to see what we're going to do for the guest.
There's some Kex news. Yeah, so we have got another chair, if there's four of us. What else is happening in Kex? You're redesigning some new...
Yeah, I've been doing that for a while. I pretty much know in my head what I want. I just need to portray that onto... piece of paper, so then Ed can portray that onto an Illustrator file, so then it can be...
No, I can't do Illustrator. I'm not very good at it.
Should I ask if anyone can?
I'm still looking for a graphic designer. I've got another one as well as Nathan Watson. Not Nathan, Ryan Watson. I'd always like more freelancers. But other than that, Kex, there's a new shipment inbound in 20 days that's supposed to land, and there's...
Hats. What about hats?
There's 5 new hats. New
when they're coming?
Sun hats in also 20-ish days. Sun hats as well. There's
sun hats?
Yeah, sun hats.
Where have Kex you been?
Sun hats.
Where have you been?
I don't get fucking not in the loop, am I?
There's 2 pairs of Tommy Silk pants. There's 2 pairs of Billy Bolt pants.
I've seen them.
There's girls' clothing coming. I'm in the...
Girls' clothing?
I didn't know that, to be fair.
Girls' clothing, and I'm in the very, very early stages of sampling girls' products. And
wow.
They will be here after the bank
holiday. Do you need me to try them on or not?
no, but I've got a full range of sizes, so I do need to divvy a few out and see. And
yeah, for all systems go, yeah.
Yeah, I've been busy.
Are they the same sort of thing as the men's, or have you gone for
I've gone
different
for
cut?
What I'm struggling with...
Obviously.
No, what I am really struggling with...
You can do both, can't you? You can just do different prints. Girls wear these ones.
Girls do wear these as cycling shorts. I'm going to do girls' leggings, girls' sports bras, and another type of... I want to do a bra and an underwear. But the problem is, a man wears boxer shorts, and that's pretty much it.
I've asked
so many different girls and looked at markets and all that. Some say this, some say thong, some say shorts. It's a nightmare. That's all in the pipeline.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
and the Ride Nutrition pair, which I said... But you can only buy
They're on our website. We'll have some traffic down.
So the way that we haven't discussed the fine details of that, but the way that I see it working is we will promote it on our website.
Yeah, like once it's live and stuff.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
Push it to obviously all the people that subscribe to the email campaigns. But you will only be able to get them at
Ride Nutrition. I think,
and I don't know what they're going to do. Whether you're going to do a deal together with a product.
Yeah, no. Well, I'd imagine. I'm hoping timing works that it is going to be with the new product.
With your new Impact Bar,
huh?
Your new Impact Bar,
Intra Bar. It's not a bar either.
Oh, is it not?
Where did you get bar from?
Just sort of assumed that'd be your next step.
We've got a few other.
Intravenous is the way what I get from that. Intra. Something to do with your blood.
No, but that's...
Look. No, that's too far. That's too complex.
Intra's during.
During. Ah, we're having a during drink.
I've said too much. Bloody hell. No, so I'd imagine,
so
hopefully...
So you have the... You have the
got
Ride
a,
Nutrition...
We've got a pre-drink.
Early pre-drink.
A during
drink.
What do you think's coming next?
After.
Hey, well, that's actually very, very, very early stages, but it's going all right, to be fair, considering, like, it's just kind of the three of where we haven't put any more money in than what we started with, and we're just kind of, we haven't gone any mad investment around. It's just kind of ticking away, and I think it's actually, I would say it's going better than I was expecting so far, which is nice.
And like this new product's actually probably come sooner than I was expecting. So it's quite exciting. I enjoy.
Who's done all the artwork for you guys on that?
We have a Portuguese lady.
Why have I not got the contact to this person? Because I really like the packaging.
That's a good point. I'm sure we could link that up. That's never crossed my mind, to be fair. That was a Fiverr job.
Yeah, Fiverr is like a minefield.
Yeah, I feel like Fiverr is very...
That's cheap. Fiverr's a website, Tommy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's for freelancers.
You never heard of Fiverr? It's very hit and miss, though, isn't it? Like, well, no, it's...
very, reckon, very good stuff.
Yeah, no, it's... There's obviously a lot of uses for it, and I think a lot of
people... I think I did... I advertise on there once?
No, you didn't.
99 Designs did I use?
You used 99 Designs for a logo once. Fiverr we used for the podcast intro and for the Forgotten Round voiceover. That sounded like the Supercross guy.
I do a lot then.
Well, not that. You could go on
Don't worry
tomorrow.
About it. Just don't worry about it. I don't think it's ever going to affect you.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, next topic.
Is that a topic then? Is that a question?
Well, no. We're just discussing what's going on.
I thought
on.
You said a minute ago you're going to go to some questions.
I will go to some questions.
Okay. I thought that maybe that... I sort of tuned out and then we were talking about Kex and I thought maybe someone
just
says
waffling.
Any new Kex.
It's been a while, isn't it?
No, Bill was just asking. A lot of people enjoyed it last Kex. Time about... I don't really think it's business chat, but a bit of what we're up to.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Because a lot goes on, really.
Yeah, every day something happens, doesn't it? Mm.
You've been busy
oh,
as well.
Oh, yeah, you're flat out, aren't you?
He actually is. He's got fingers in many pies.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Oh, yeah, I'm fucking...
Training, riding.
I've had a K-tech, big week this week.
All sorts.
Got a training to go tomorrow as well,
Monday, I got fucking coaching. VIP Tuesday, race yesterday. I've had a bit of a day off today. I had to just do this today.
You are printing money this week, then.
And then I got...
Yesterday, he said his back hurts from carrying British Motocross.
And then I got... and then I've got coaching at Apex tomorrow. Yes, busy week to be fair, too busy. And I would have liked to have rode today, but then I thought, use a bit of common sense. You're 32 years old. You've raced at 9 o'clock last night. Do you need to go in and out riding this morning? And I just thought the answer to that is no. You don't need to be riding Thursday morning on a Jubilee weekend.
I was going
to
say tracks would be busy today because no one's at work.
Yeah, I just thought. Use common sense. I'm still a little bit under the weather for some reason for the past 3 weeks. I think I must have caught something in Dubai.
I've got a question here for you.
Was Dubai good? Did you like Dubai? Sorry to put in it.
Yeah, that was fucking nice. Really good
I'm
holiday.
A big fan of Dubai. I wasn't expecting to like it, and great place.
I think another trip that would be a good is us three in Dubai.
Yeah.
Or a few boys.
Couple of months.
Ride some bikes.
Couple of months. Did you only ride the one track?
Yeah, just ride that one, the Melbourne Motocross track, and I had such a good time.
Yeah, the whole time I was there, it was just a proper nice vibe. The biking community there, it's small, but
yeah, mate, you helped me out. Junior was mega.
Yeah, Junior's sick,
but I only rode literally for a couple of hours one morning. That was just come together because I've been meshing him over the past couple of years, trying to sort training schools and that out. I wanted to go out there, do like 2 days, have a little bit of a holiday, earn a bit of dough, come back. But now it just worked out that I was on a family holiday and then he just says, oh, I've got a mate who's got a Honda, pretty much brand new 22, 450. And I was just like, right, I just borrowed all gear. Like I had odd everything, like nothing of my, I wore nothing that I was sponsored by.
Well, and then they all went, well, this local's pretty good.
Well, mate, and then they was taking pictures, like these pictures. That I was that odd, even if they put a picture up of me.
You wouldn't look like you.
I was on his bike, completely the wrong gear, could have been anyone. It wasn't like I had one item wrong, it was like everything wrong. So I could have just said, hey, not mate. Me, mate. I could have even posted it. I was just going to film me riding and just post it and just put, good day watching some
watching
people
the locals.
Because now it wasn't even me, like it's completely different. But yeah, the trip was mega.
Biles Barley 666. That's a bit of the 666 worrying, but
I know this man.
I don't know whether this is a question for you, Bill, or Tommy, or all of us, but I'm sure all three of us will have different answers. Where do you think Billy would come in a British motocross race?
I think we've had this before, but it depends on his day because I raced up
on Ling. When you come to watch at Ling, you was well excited for a go.
No,
Ling would be very good for you, but I also think other tracks. We raced, didn't we, up at a Havrig. Havrig, and he done a better lap time than me in one race. So
I'm hitting that close. I'm better when it gets rough.
Yeah,
and like really technically.
You've never really done a great deal of motocross on a motocross bike.
Well, that year I had one.
You did do quite a lot that year.
Yeah, that year I had a bike, but I didn't. Well, at that time, that
you
was
fast that day, really fast. Like I was looking behind one race, and he was catching me, and I was pushing my bike.
That bike
he
was
the front, and I was relieved. Like that, relieved.
Yeah, all right, just before the rollers.
Mm.
That bike was actually a Beatrice setup, Beatrice suspension, and I loved it. And then I did Hoxton like 3 weeks later and got motocross suspension sent for it, and I hated it. And then I never wanted to ride that bike for the rest of the year because I'd lost my. The Beatrice setup was a little bit softer, I think. I don't really know that. In fact, neither the motocross setup or the Beatrice setup was probably proper, because the Beatrice setup was from when I did knockout 3 years earlier when I was really slow. So none of it was actually very good. But anyway, when I changed the suspension, I didn't really enjoy it anymore. And that was terrible, terrible, terrible at Hoxton. Like, that was not a fair reflection of my motocross ability. And then last year, I didn't have a bike. But this year, I do have a bike. It's in Italy, and whilst I dropped it off last week, and some suspension has arrived for it.
Is it 450?
Yeah, it's just stock other than suspension, which I was a little bit annoyed about. But anyway, we'll not worry about that. So I shall be riding it, I'd imagine, at some point. And the 3 weeks in between Erzberg and Aberstone, I'll probably be in Italy most of the time, so I'll go and send some whips around Dorno or something.
Yeah, Dorna's a nice train.
But I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy riding it and racing it. I've probably done 3 or 4 motocross races in my life.
That one, you was unreal that weekend.
Yeah. Even the second day I was good, though, wasn't it? It wasn't even like it was a one-day wonder. Like the second
that one race, I was riding really well, and I was looking back, and I was like,
last race of the first day.
Yeah. And you had a better lap time, and then luckily you crashed, or I think you probably would have done me. And no one had raced because it was COVID. So that was for you to come out and beat me. It would have been,
the comments still went mental about the lap time. Like, Facebook had erupted.
Didn't it?
Yeah, because it was Cumbrian.
No one was racing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you could properly see the lap time.
It was on the results, it said like race result, overall time, best lap time.
Billy Bolt.
It was on Facebook. It was from my laps, and that track was where I used to spend quite a bit of time when I was riding trials. Because the guy.
Right. So, I didn't know that.
Well, what difference does that make?
Well, a lot. It's your home track.
So anyway, there was like a lot of the locals in like the motorcycling community from around there. It was doing the rounds on Facebook. Was good. Good times. Good weekend. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
That was a good weekend.
I washed my bike myself in between every race.
There's a lot of nice
that weekend. And that was 6 races. I washed my bike 5 times that weekend.
My mechanic. Because
Willie was there. Well, luckily, otherwise I wouldn't have had a jet wash. It was because it was like thick, heavy sand, wasn't it? Like my radiators and stuff. I had to wash out between every race.
You never got out the start in front of me. I would wonder what you'd have done if you was in front of me off the start.
Nah, I was second, I think, in 2 races and like 3rd, 4th, 5th. But yeah, you all shot at everyone, I think. That was a dirt start. Was that your last one? They were deep ruts out the start gate then.
Some dirt was all right. I don't mind if it's normal. It's just when it's inconsistent. Yesterday there was shale. There was just slate under. So you were starting on slate, and then there was a couple of grippy ones. But where it started off with a bad gate in 15, I had a bad gate finisher. I never got to use the good gates.
Do you want me to pull on your heartstrings?
Yeah, I'm all right. Well, I don't know. I don't know. You fucking decide. What do you mean?
Well, I'm looking through here, and there's quite a lot of comments rather than questions. This one is terribly sad, but also very nice.
Sad?
Yeah, not a question. I lost my dad recently, but all your guys' content has really helped me, so thanks for being you. It's brought a lot of happiness to me.
Oh, that's nice
to hear. That's good. Sorry, but for your loss.
Yeah, sorry about that, but you've, really nice to hear.
We got a lot of
that. Message Tommy, he'll probably answer you and talk to you quite a bit.
I'll get you through it.
We'll try and bang some more out. Monday night, 6 o'clock. It's not a thing on your channel, is it, though? Sticking to a schedule?
No, I don't do a schedule. Well, no, I try and do a Sunday and then a midweek, to be fair. I try, but we're hit and miss. I've obviously, unproductive week from a YouTube perspective the last week because I've had nothing to do. And the laptop was dead, so I couldn't even and I had no internet when I was camping outside the garage, so I couldn't even edit the Serbia vlogs. I was having to walk 1.5 miles to go to Aldi.
Really?
Mm. That was my daily exercise. On the last day of being there, I paid €50 to get a taxi to the beach just to see a different scenery.
No way.
Mm. €50 to go and swim in the sea. And it was 100% worth it. It was amazing.
Do you two not talk to each other in between podcasts?
No.
Because everything Bill says, I've heard this.
No, we don't generally chat that much, do we?
Just
when we see each other.
He rings us on his way home from riding now and again. If you haven't answered, he probably rings me.
He's surprised. I don't know if he's acting or not.
No.
We haven't told him. I haven't spoken to him in the last couple of weeks.
I texted you when you was in, when you were stuck, but you don't really say a lot. Just says I'm stuck. And comment to his Instagram pictures and just put. I just put, this is a fucking stupid. Why have you posted this?
Do you know what he really got offended by when that
with all
filter.
The faces? I told him
yesterday.
Why?
I said, why does he keep posting all the faces up? And he just says his fans like it, and then I just says no one likes it. And then he screenshot a fan laughing and says, I like this. And I just said, oh, yeah, he obviously does like it. And that was it. I didn't talk to him until we're here now.
Well, other than the group where you're there. But
well, the group.
I sort of ask Ed about you. I generally do, don't I? I go, what's Billy doing this week? And he goes, oh, I don't know. He don't even know.
Usually the case, to be fair.
All three of us will answer this. Erzberg predictions. Let's go with that one.
I'm not answering that.
Why?
I will. Old one. What's his name?
Graham.
The proud Brit.
Do you know what Erzberg?
Yeah, Graham's won it six times. He's the boy around there.
Fucking hell, Tom.
It's in his bio. 5 times Romaniac winner. I looked at his Instagram the other day.
No, I told you all this on the way over.
No, I looked at his Instagram.
Graham's going to say.
But then me and Ed had a chat because we were sat in a van for 3 hours either way yesterday. He says, you've told him it's a bit of a different track. So Graham, his usual tactic, starting a little bit slower, picking his riders off. It's going to be difficult to win. So Graham's going to have a harder chance because you need to go fast out the start.
No, it's a similar track. But I think because it's been road so much and then there's tours happening at Erzberg like every weekend, anyone can pretty much go. If anyone wants to go, it's...
I thought it was a working mind the whole time.
It is, but the tour kind of... There's like... Because there's bits of it which there's no iron left in it. So like the tours... You can't go anywhere. Like the tours have got set routes and stuff. But so basically the first part of the race is all in one forest and that's pretty much where everyone goes on the tour. So... That, I think, will be quite easy and quite fast. So, Graham, as usual, tactic... Well, I don't even think it's a tactic. It's just how he is. He just doesn't really get too worked up and plods away and arrives, catches everyone up by about halfway, still full of energy.
Do you reckon he even races or he just completely does not care about anyone else and he just does his own thing?
He's so chilled out. It seems like he's like doesn't even realise he's in a race half the time, lot of the time... Some races now, it doesn't quite work because the speed is so high and the intensity is so high, but like it makes sense as to how he does so well and how he saves so much energy because he's just like worried. Even in Serbia, to be fair, on the last day, I caught up to him and he started first, then Manny, then me, I think it was. Oh no, Kabachev, Graham, Manny, then me. And... So we caught up to him and we were together for like a while and he'd just take his time on the most bizarre sections. That he'd like get, I don't know if he was having a breather or like psyching himself up, but not even for difficult parts. So like he'd bunch everyone up at the beginning of a stream for like the first step, which isn't even difficult. Like, and you're like, come on, what the fuck are you doing? Get up it. And then everyone would follow him. And then the next bit where it would get quite difficult, you'd just look up and he'd just be gone. Like, he'd do the next bit so fast. So, like, it's so weird to kind of race against him. And then I think the fast sections is kind of where everyone else gets a breather. And, like, the difficult sections is obviously where it's quite difficult. But I think it works the opposite for him. He arrives after the fast sections, like, out of breath and panicking a bit. So, like, he comes to, like, the first part of a riverbed or, like, the first few bits of a hill and takes his time and, like... there was a couple of difficult sections where Manny and Kabachev had got in the lead and I could like see them starting to pull away and Graham's there like getting a run up for this step about this high, and I was like, I shouted at him at one point. I'm like, come on, what the fuck are you doing? Because I know like he's gonna leave me up the next bit where it's gonna take me longer. But yeah, he it's almost like a skill really to kind of not get so worked up and caught up in the race, and just because you are a lot of the time more like racing yourself on, and the track in our races, like
on that Red Bull TV thing from like Erzberg, it's normally like, oh, he's here. Graham's here. Here he is.
Yeah, he just arrived.
Graham's in the race now. He's just like, he turns up halfway through.
He's
yeah,
brilliant.
When I watched the one last year, he said
but,
that. So he'll come after about an hour.
To say he's fucking 900 years old and he coming off of getting his ACL done last
unbelievable.
Year.
Unbelievable.
Like, incredible.
Because at that age.
And he's left the factory team and he's now doing everything. Well, he's sorted out his own team. With new mechanics and new people that haven't, the mechanic he's got for him, he came and helped at a couple of races last year, but he's never been like a race mechanic, or he's never been to all of the races we go to. And Damo, his old mechanic, had been with him for 15 years. And he's on a stock bike pretty much, which is his choice, but that's what he likes.
He's literally on a stock bike?
Yeah, pretty much. Basically, yeah, bone stock.
That's unbelievable.
Revolved suspension from his mate, I think.
It's full stock exhaust, everything.
Yeah. He's not even got...
Stock exhaust.
Yeah, stock exhaust, everything.
He did have an FMM. He took it off.
Did he?
He did like it.
He is a funny man.
He's a rare man. If anybody watching, don't... Yeah, his clutch stole. If you watched my vlog from Serbia, you'd have seen his clutch cover got stole.
Yeah, that was funny.
The best part was, I think they must have sent like one for each of the team riders. And... The other guy of the team's was already being put on the bike, and they were doing his next. Graham's got nicked, and he didn't even take it off the other guy in the team. He just ran the stock one for the whole weekend.
He's brilliant.
So bless him. I think, but he definitely won't be far away in the race. Like he's been there that many times. And
does it wind you up? Sometimes you must sit and just go, "You're fucking joking."
In Israel, when Israel was a bit of a weird race, really. I think no one other than kind of Mario actually kind of knew when the difficult sections were coming. And they were literally all, it was pretty easy all the way until like the last 10 kilometers of the race, which was like then all difficult. So we had a bit of a lead, got to the service point was halfway. There was kind of nothing difficult. And me, Manny and Wade arrived together. And then Graham was about 5 minutes behind, because it was quite fast going and stuff. So we'd pulled a bit of a lead and then rode out from the service point. It was probably about half an hour's worth of riding and you get to the difficult spots. Did a few hills, not many though. I hadn't been in it long and I just fucking heard another bike coming and I'm like, oh, who's this then? Look, I'd just seen Graham. And he takes his goggles off after like 5 minutes, doesn't put them back on, so his face is always black. And you always just see his eyeballs like right at the top. I could just see these eyeballs. I was like, just fuck off, Graham. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? This was like his first race back as well. I'm like, what are you doing here now? And like the first of the difficult sections, he definitely pulled some time on his. Then I made a few good moves and like pulled a little bit back on him. But the second half of the race, and then he arrived to the finish. I'm like, what fucking speed were you going this afternoon? Right, where are you going to?
Well, and he don't even get G'd out. He just goes,
right. Yeah, he's just like, yeah, it was all right this afternoon. It was difficult, wasn't it? I was like, yeah, what about the 40 degree temperatures? And none of that bothered you. No. But
it's great, isn't it? He's packed his bags in Indonesia all last week.
From Israel, he was going somewhere else and so then somewhere else straight from the race in Israel and then Serbia, he went straight to Indonesia. Not even been home? No, he just won. He talk about you collecting the cash this week. He is a man that definitely collects the cash.
Really?
The world, like, he has to. You could not go on the place-to-place touring that he does without getting benefit from it. Because that event in India looked like it was hard work. They worked hard.
I see him on his little putt-putt. Just doing a wheelie. The video had like a million views and he's just got some geezer on the back of his bike wheeling through a thing. And the other one where he's wheeling around and it said what could happen and he just drops the front wheel on a water main and the fucking water main starts sitting there. Very good.
Oh, bless him. He's brilliant.
Right, what's your predictions then, Tom?
He's got, you know, other than me and Graham, who else do you, what other riders?
Stick with Graham.
I'm podium.
I can't say Bill. He's here, isn't he?
Well, just I don't know the order of the podium, but I think it's going to be Manny, Billy, and Jarvis on the podium.
Now that's taking a piss. He's fucking really gone. I'm just having like.
No, not that. Not, I'm not saying in that order.
Oh, just a podium.
Those yeah. three riders.
Well, yeah, I would say that. Well, I don't really. I think
that's
just ones.
Probably a solid bet.
Depends if anyone's got to drag weird. Anyone up Bill.
It's just because it's been like 3 years since I've been in Edinburgh. And it's like the biggest, well, it's not the hardest, obviously, but it's like the biggest, kind of most famous, biggest hyped up race. Like the whole
Red
week.
Bull TV again, isn't it?
Yeah, be live on Red Bull TV.
Do you have to pay for that one?
No.
I'll watch that one then.
Oh, thanks, Tom. the whole thing's just big. But it's been 3 years since we were there and racing it. So it just feels weird. I really don't know what to expect, but I'm very, very excited to go back because it is probably my favourite race. Despite never really having a good performance there.
Have you not?
Nah, my first year I was there when I first started enduro was probably still my best year, but other than that, it's not gone particularly well. That year in 2018, when me and Manny helped each other, and we were quite easily in the lead by quite a while, and then that year all went wrong and ended up fourth.
Why did it go wrong?
Well, we got to a section which was quite difficult, and he was kind of stuck. And then I had like one kind of pathetic attempt, didn't get up. So we helped each other up. But I should have had like another three or four goes because I think I would have. It got way easier every time because it was so loose to start off with. It got way better every time. So I started helping him up, but I'd left my bike kind of off the main line of the track. So then eventually after like we'd been pulling each other for five, well, I think it was about 9 minutes.
Everyone just rode
Graham
out.
And Johnny caught up, and then they, because I'd left my bike kind of parked out the way, and each time it got way better, they kind of rode straight past where.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they rode past where my bike was, and then I pulled Manny out at the top, went back down to my bike, and he just about fucking passed out for 5 minutes while he was having water poured on his head, and then eventually came
Manny.
Back. And, yeah. And then came back to help me, but Graham and Johnny had done it. I think it was Johnny done it by them. Pretty much done it by themselves. So then, yeah, eventually got back up.
Is that the same time you had a sip of petrol?
No, that petrol was 19. 19 was a bad year.
19, same place you had a sip though, wasn't it?
Yeah, same area, same section. That was just after me and Johnny 19, and Taddy had helped each other.
3 years ago now.
That's what I mean. That was the last time we were there, and 19 was a bad deal. Sipes crashed in front of us on the start.
Well, you were coming back from a knee injury.
No, yeah, also that. Sipes crashed in front of us on the start, and then there was another hill really early on.
Knee injury or foot? The foot?
Well, foot, knee. No, it was knee that was injured.
I'm sure that was your first ride back.
No, I did Lagares. That was my first year. I didn't actually miss a race when I did my knee. I started riding just before Lagares and ended up racing them all, but
oh, that's right.
I had like no fitness because I'd had 6 months off. Sipes crashed in front of us on the start, and then there was another hill leaving the quarry really early on, which I just couldn't get up by myself. So I was like 50th leaving the quarry, which is not where you want to be. Bad day. And then I got quite angry at myself that day. I'd let myself down.
Why don't you give a bit of a... Well, if you like watching content on stuff, if you know of a guy on YouTube called Zach Allsop, he's doing it for Red Bull.
Yeah, that's just come about. I think I got confirmed yesterday or the day before. I think he's doing it for Red Bull's channel. So I'd imagine if you follow us, you probably follow them already anyway, and you're going to see it everywhere. But if you want an interesting watch, a lot of his YouTube videos are very good, very clever, and big effort. A lot of effort goes into them. And
he actually done one sneaking into the MXGP VIP.
No, it was Nations at Matley.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
But yeah, he does a lot of that kind of stuff. Pretty big YouTuber. Does good videos. He used to race motocross. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did you know him from motocross?
No,
I've known him from motocross.
Yeah. I've known him just from the videos years ago, but I know he just done a bit in a couple of his mates' race.
Anyway, so he's going just as like to make like a video just to or like in a just to I guess to portray the event, and obviously with no preparation whatsoever, so I'm busy trying to organize some stuff to help him out, and I think that'd be a good watch.
That'd be a good crack, I reckon.
Ed's coming, he reckons.
Yeah,
potentially
Ed's coming there missing my race.
Well, where you can vlog by yourself. Now we've just had that topic of conversation.
Yeah, we're going to miss it
so well so far, mate. We've been as a team at the British. Everyone, we're fucking on top at the minute.
Oh, you're not happy about this?
No.
His team actually tell me, Willie especially says, when you don't come, we don't perform. So can you come?
I perform better when Ed's there with the vlog. I just give it. It
just
motivates
doesn't look
me
like
more.
A dosser on TV.
Because if I keep dossing about in the vlog, people just go, useless man. And then so I just thought, it almost gives me motivation to do well.
Vlog yourself then.
Yeah, I will.
I've
yeah.
already drafted Xcast.
Yeah, we've got Xcast to come. It'll be fine.
I bet
I'd
Xcast
like
just like wanders around like a lost child at the British rounds.
He
now,
does.
He?
Yeah, I see him at
Bless
Ling.
Him.
He's a bit brilliant.
Yeah, I like Xcast. I rate him a lot.
He was doing his pictures and that at Canada Heights. Ling, he was his brother went. Stepbrother, I think. Not stepbrother, whatever, it was Mrs. Brother. It might even be his own brother, fuck knows, really. But he was there with a kid. And yeah, he was chatting, but he's good. He says Ed already teed it up if need be. He's there.
Oh, that's all right then. He does a good job.
He does. We'll be all right.
If I do go to Billy's race and come back, the best be a 22-point lead or better.
Mm. No, well, I'm generally.
What's your lead at the minute?
22.
Oh, that's okay.
I generally think I'm looking forward to it. For some reason, I look forward to the British so much, and the other races, I can't seem to fucking gather up the old motivation.
We've noticed.
Like, as soon as I finish the last
fucking
race,
fucking tuned into both of the races last weekend,
and I'm like, I fucking can't wait for the next British. And then the next race comes, I'm just like, phew.
MX National in between.
Yeah, not too worried about that one. It's just obviously I have to contract, but just
I think
don't have that same motivation for
that's
it.
That's hard because. Laura, you nearly missed the start of your thing. It's like you literally got to spend all day watching.
Just a bit different. I don't know why. I G myself up for it, and then I get myself in an area where I'm ready to race, and I think I need to do. I perform better when I get myself in that zone. Nowadays, if I'm a little bit too relaxed, I just turn up, walk about, nearly miss my race, ride around.
Are you going to do nations?
Don't know.
That was another one. Who do you think will be the nations pick?
Well. I'm putting myself in a good position to get picked at the minute, I would hope. But we'll see. I mean, we've got nice riders, good riders, so whatever team goes,
if they ask
will
you,
be
would
good.
You do it?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'd like to say it might be my last one, but I'm going to race next year, so. Pay for you to come. Yeah, see what the flights and that like.
You pay for me to come?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will you make me work if I come?
Yeah, no, if I went, we'd have to vlog.
I'll come. Like, I'll take pictures. I like taking pictures.
Is it clashing?
I haven't actually even looked.
No, but I loved Red Bud before. I like that track. But it's, like I said, we've got Max will be back, Dean will be back, Ben, Comrade. Oh, there's a few good riders
yeah, Max,
out there.
Max, I forgot.
Gilbert might even get a shout.
Gilbert, yes, Derry. There's a good selection of riders, but I'd like to think with me up there at the British Championship and winning, I've won a race every round that I'm in the... I performed, didn't I, at those races. I turn it up a notch.
Has Conrad had surgery on his collarbone?
Yeah. See him yesterday, he was down there.
Where was he?
Walking about.
What, in Wales?
Yeah.
I suppose from his, it's probably not that far there.
No, probably a couple of hours.
Two.
Far for everything, I think. Is that what he said? 2 hours.
Oh, was it? Further than I'd expect.
He was bored of sitting at home, though.
Well, that's also true. I used to do a lot of driving when I had a broken leg, to be fair. I used to go to Fakat just to watch people on Wednesday. For my house.
Why?
It's bored, isn't it? I used to go just...
Watch
J-Lo ride around on a Wednesday. Just
J-Lo's happy at the minute with me.
Did you sort him out his kicks?
We had a bet, didn't we, at Ling? Did you hear about it?
No.
He got a podium in the first race, and if you get a podium, well, Billy actually said it. He said if he gets a podium in the next race, we square him up. So go on, let's have a bet, 10 pairs of kicks then.
Oh, he got 10 pairs?
Yeah, that...
He thought I was taking a piss, and then I got his email and dropped him a gift.
It was meant to be on my vlog, but I'd filmed it in slow motion, so there's no sound, so it made no sense.
We done that yesterday. We filmed the kid doing his autograph, signing his forehead, doing the mustache, doing an ending for the vlog. Like, subscribe, brilliant. I said, Ed, let's watch that back. He went, oh, no.
I plugged the microphone in the headphone port because I was so flustered. Fucked up.
Oh, well, I'm pleased he's got his kicks.
Yeah, he's happy. He's winning. Should we have one last question and then...
Yeah, what's the time?
We're done,
bedtime.
It's 8 o'clock.
Fucking hell.
Goes quick, doesn't it, in these chairs?
It's good, isn't it? What else should we...
What
ask people tomorrow. What we should do on a podcast
in future, but I guess the tell with that. Oh, fuck, my phone smashed. Someone asked us once, how do they ask a question on a podcast? Because I guess they don't have Instagram or they're not following much on Instagram. So just put a comment on either the YouTube video or any post, or send a message of either.
Comment on the YouTube. You need to be a YouTuber.
Yeah, I mean, I can't, but an older guy, might actually not even
just
be
get
old.
Instagram.
Someone Instagram. Asked us, yeah, but obviously you need to be quite on the ball, don't you? Like, when did you put the story on to ask questions?
Yeah, I guess. Well, that's normally I would be a lot more advanced a day.
But you, a day maximum, or like.
Yeah, but now I realise you can go back through your archive once.
Yeah.
So.
How have you figured out what the archive is?
You taught me that. But either way,
Bill.
Here's a question then that always gets asked around this time, and I bet you can guess what it is.
This time, what? I mean, this time of year.
This time of year. You got asked it a million times last year, like non-stop. That was the only question they asked you.
Just specifically for me.
Well, it's for both of you. I'll just tell you because this is
dragging on a bit. Yeah.
Are you racing Weston?
Oh, yeah, I don't actually know.
I'd do it this year, I think. Now my shoulder's feeling a bit better. I fucking tear around.
I didn't
that
see
place.
Gareth at Ling when I went. Did anyone see Gareth at Ling that weekend?
Well, he was dodging you because he didn't want to pay that money.
Oh, fuck off. I was hoping it would come up in conversation because he did actually.
I reckon you can get big money this year.
Yeah, I'm valuable these days, aren't I? I am valuable.
He didn't have that same value back then as now. It was 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, 19 was the last.
When you're negotiating your deal, tell him we come as a package, all three of us.
Yeah,
I'll make a video.
I bring the mandem now, and the podcast, and the vlog. We did a vlog. That was one of the original vlogs. Have you watched that vlog before?
Yeah.
You haven't, have you?
No, I think I have. You go up and down the beach.
That was an iPhone vlog.
Was it? How many views did that have? It's got a lot,
It's got a lot, actually.
Yeah, I know.
It's got like 60,000 or something. Yeah. It's gone good. It's a creeper.
I would do Western this year, I think. That'd be a good race.
It is the same weekend. I know it clashes with another event, which isn't part of the championship, so I don't have to do either of them. So it will go to the highest bidder, I'd imagine. Yeah. Nah.
Yeah.
I think I'm not going to answer that question.
I've got a good
way. I would
way.
Like to, because it is such a good race.
I've got a good way that they can make sure that you're there.
How is that?
Go to the British Motocross and support the British Motocross. Pay for your entry ticket so Gareth gets some money in his pocket so he can pay for both of these two to go.
I think you'd quite enjoy it, to be fair. You wouldn't enjoy being wet.
I'd need a fair bit of money to go, I think.
You wouldn't enjoy being wet, but I think you'd enjoy just the carnage of it because you've never really experienced anything before. Like, it's,
yeah, but I like to be able to pick my... I think I can... But when I race, I can look in front and move about the track quite well. So.
It's not sandy to do that, though. It's quite like... slot cross in a lot. Well, actually 18 was very rutty and you just had to follow it, whereas 19 was actually a lot more sand on it and more rollers and more fresh sand. So
I think I could love it, or I could really get over it in one, like, really quickly.
That's a very good point. I can see you coming in after one lap.
I could see that me going in and go, this is amazing, and then all of us, and then depending on how it rutted and the track developed, also just really thinking, why the fuck am I here?
Yeah, but you'd have to get your head in the game and just go, it's a bit bounce.
Yeah, but it just depends how I feel on a bike, because I don't like manhandling my bike around the track. I don't like getting stuck. I don't like lifting it out of holes. I don't want to get in a rut stuck and lift it out. I just want to ride my bike.
Yeah, you that can happen as well. As have you ever been to Watch?
No. I've never been on holiday there, nothing.
It's not a very good place to go on holiday.
Okay.
Drove past it on my way down to Devon.
that's a potential.
But the answer to your question is, I don't know. But if you are thinking about going to do it, I highly recommend it because it's a fucking great event, great race.
Yeah.
Last night on the way home, you spoke about doing Super Enduro again.
You're fancying a bit, are you?
Yeah.
He's all up for it. If there's a British race...
If there's a British round at the end of next... Is it beginning of next year or the end of
beginning.
Next year? Oh, that's a little bit of a curveball, but we'll see. Depending on everything and where I'm at and what I'm doing.
What are you doing next year? Do you know what you're doing next year?
No, no idea.
Are you contracted?
No, no contract, no nothing.
Oh, you're not a free agent. I may do some negotiating for you. I quite like a good old standoff.
No, I'm happy where I'm at, but we'll see. If I'd done it, I'd like to put a little bit of preparation in it so I can get around nicely. I just think if I can learn a little, I said to Ed, if I could learn a little bit, I would like to be able to race around it. Like, because I think in between sections, I could go quite good, but I need to be able to obviously do the section.
To my answer to that was, best thing to do is ride a trials bike to get the technique down.
Yeah, trials bike. I think the thing you would struggle the most with the rock sections.
What? No, I think I'd struggle the most with the wheeling into stuff.
No, because that's just like wheeling a sharp braking bump or something. Like, that, if I think to like Germany, just because Ed was there, I think you'd do the whole track apart from the rock section. What are you shaking? Oh, that.
No, there's no way you'd go over that spine.
I don't know.
No, no fucking chance.
Well, I'll be in the novice class. I'm not going to be in his class anyway. Did they do the spine?
They went over the spine. Everyone went
the same track. It's like a...
If I can get round the track, I can get round it fast. Do you know what I mean? Like, I either can do it or I can't do it. It's pretty...
You're fucking like, overconfident here.
No, that's what I mean. No, I'm not saying like... I either can do it. It's like anything. Like that little stupid one we was riding around. I know it's nothing. But if I can do the obstacles... I can do them quite, like, the easier way for me to do it is to do it fast because I've got no skill.
Yeah, but then, like, on the rock sections and the hard parts where you're kind of not getting stuck, but you're having to slowly pick a line. I think that philosophy doesn't quite work. That philosophy would work if it was a track made up of purely logs and pipes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I forgot about the rocks.
But I think it's still a good idea. It would be the people would enjoy it. I'd enjoy it.
What I would go as far as saying is you'd enjoy Western more than you would enjoy that.
You reckon?
100%.
No, yeah. I don't know. Depends on Western.
Western, I feel like if you were doing well, you'd enjoy it way more as well. Like if you imagine you get stuck and you go from being in the lead to fucking 10th and then you're out.
Because you're doing the same thing. Whether you're in the lead or 10th, it's not like you're riding your own race. You're still riding through lappers. If you're in 10th in a motocross race getting roosted, there's no difference. It's a big difference to being in first. Where at Western, if you're first or 10th, you're riding the same race.
You need a bike. They'd have to build you a bike with an enduro.
Yeah, but they build Honda build me or can build a bike.
Would they get you one?
No, not. They wouldn't make it that good, but I'd just fucking wreck one.
No, but you need a. You don't.
What, for super enduro?
No, for
Western.
No, they have a Western setup. They've done it before. With a few ride, I think Graham done
it. Yeah, they all their bikes broke. Yeah, that year, all that's bikes, how right. I got on the podium that year. To be fair, I think I was actually beating all them.
I think you'd fry a clutch.
No, because I'm sensible. In a race like that, I know how to manage a bike as well.
Fucking hell. Do you?
Yeah, fuck me. If you don't want to burn a clutch out, you go easy on it.
Right. Well, let's wrap her up then.
Wrap her up.
No, well, it was good.
It's been nice to be back.
Sit on the sofa.
We'll get another one done next week before I go off to Hillsburg.
Yeah, next week I've got.
We keep saying we're going to get Nathan Watson.
Let's try and get him next week.
Can we try and tee that up?
Yeah, he's a good guest.
Because I ride with him this weekend.
Yeah, that would be good actually. Because I don't think then after next week I'll probably be away for a while again. So
yeah, but that's another thing as well. I've got you a sound recorder.
We have that now.
Yeah, we've got that and a mic, and you've now got a Sony camera that films. So you can film your own.
I might become my own podcaster and talk about like deep shit, you know, like all podcasters just tell you how to live your life and stuff, don't they?
You'll be able to do race.
You need to do.
Really? You got all your own stuff?
I bought him a little personal kit.
Fucking hell.
So that when we
call
him.
Well, this is my kit, technically.
Yeah, this is your kit, yeah.
No, this is Stan's kit.
It's actually Stan's kit. We'll try and get Nathan, but if Nathan's not available, we'll get Stan for next week.
Nathan.
Okay, all right. Tell Stan that Tommy doesn't want him to come.
I quite like Nathan because you can talk about motocross and thingy, so it's like.
And nations because he's rode the nations.
Yeah, he's done everything, Nathan, to be fair to him. He's probably the most all rounded motocross individual in the UK.
Right. Sorry, there's been a massive break. We'll try and do better.
Well, we haven't got a sponsor either, so there's not really a need to do productivity. If someone wants to fucking chip in a bit and
up with step up the game.
We would obviously
step put towards the studio.
Yeah. Mm. Well,
where's our Red Bull fridge that we was promised?
I'll get Monster one.
No, it's already the Red Bull's on order. He asked for the address yesterday, and I still haven't answered him. And now I've smashed
paid for an app, but we can get a fridge.
Don't worry, we'll get a Red Bull one.
There's going to be a nice coffee table here as well, so there's perfect key places for product placement.
Product placement, if anyone's got any product that one's placed there.
But these chairs are product placement.
I really like this chair.
Comfy, aren't they?
Mm.
Very good. It'll be nice when the coffee table's here.
Yeah, we've got a footrest. Be good.
Right.
Better for showing off with outfits as well. I might have to start coming with some decent outfits now. The full outfit's going to be on camera.
Tommy, yeah, do you want to do a decent outfit? Do you want to do a twirl? You're happy with your
outfit? Happy with your shoes. You've got some new shoes.
I've got new shoes today. I bought these at the shop. Quite like them, yeah.
Right. Thank you very much for watching. Drop a comment on the YouTube channel. Like, subscribe, do all the good stuff. And
see you in a bit.
See you later.
That's twice you've done that now. Fucking stop.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.